In today's podcast, we'll navigate through the historical roots, mechanics, regulatory framework, and global perspectives on short selling. The conventional mode of investments in the stock market follows a buy low, sell high approach, where an investor looks to buy stocks at a lower price and sell them later at a higher rate, thereby making profits. In such investments, profits are made by anticipating a bullish trend. On the other hand, investors anticipating a fall in market prices of stocks look to benefit from such bearish trends by using a sell high, buy low approach, more commonly known as short selling. The concept of short selling dates back to the 1600s when the Dutch East India Company became the first publicly traded company to issue shares of a stock. At the time, short selling was seen as a legitimate and useful practice as it allowed investors to hedge their positions as well as provided liquidity to the market. However, it became controversial in the early 20th century when some investors used it to manipulate the stock market. In response, the New York Stock Exchange imposed restrictions on short selling in 1938. However, the restrictions on short selling were lifted in the 1990s as the stock market became more sophisticated and electronic trading made it easier to monitor trading activities. Today, short selling is a common trading strategy used by many investors and hedge funds. Nevertheless, short selling remains a controversial strategy that is at times blamed for accelerating market downturns. Most recently, on Jan 24 this year, Hindenburg Research, a US-based research firm, published a report on Adani Group, alleging that the latter of committing corporate fraud and stock manipulation. As part of its disclosures, Hindenburg revealed that they have taken short positions in Adani Group companies through US-traded bonds and non-Indian-traded derivative instruments. As an aftermath of the Hindenburg report, the stock prices of Adani Group companies declined catastrophically, and Hindenburg presumably stood to benefit from this fall. Now let's understand the mechanics of short selling. SEBI defines short selling as selling a stock which the seller does not own at the time of trade. Typically, when an investor sells short, they borrow shares of the stock or asset from the owner of the stock, which is usually a broker, and sell it on the market at the prevailing price, essentially selling something that they do not own. This is done with an intention of buying the stock back later at a lower price and returning the same to the lender, along with the payment of the commission charged by the broker for lending the securities. The difference between the selling price and the buying price, inclusive of the commission paid, thus becomes the profit of the short seller. Short selling can be of two major types, covered or naked. As the name suggests, covered short selling is a trading strategy in which an investor sells a security that it does not currently own, but has already borrowed the security from someone else, usually a broker, with the intention of returning the security later. Naked short selling, on the other hand, is the practice of selling a security without first borrowing or locating the shares to sell and without having a reasonable belief that the shares can be borrowed or located to settle the transaction. In other words, in case of a naked short selling, the seller neither owns the securities they are selling nor it has any arrangements in place to obtain them. While covered short sales are permitted in most jurisdictions around the world, naked short selling is generally considered illegal or highly regulated as it has the potential to artificially increase the supply of the security and potentially depress its price. The short selling framework in India permits retail and institutional investors to short sell securities. This permission, however, comes with a stipulation mandating the delivery of securities at the time of settlement, thereby restricting naked short selling. In order to ensure the delivery of the securities, the SLB framework has also been put into place. Institutional investors, however, have been restricted from squaring of their transactions intraday, that is doing day trading. Initially, only the securities traded in the futures and options segment were eligible to be shorted, whereas presently liquid index ETFs have also been permitted to be shorted. The SLB framework facilitates the operation of SLB through clearing corporations or clearing houses of stock exchanges, having nationwide terminals which are registered as approved intermediaries and are responsible for providing an automated screen-based order matching platform independent from other trading platforms. Investors looking to borrow or lend securities could access the platform through their banks and custodians authorized by the AIs. Now let's look at short selling by foreign portfolio investors in the Indian market. The FPI regulations in the Master Circular for FPIs prohibit FPIs from engaging in short selling except in accordance with the Securities Lending and Borrowing Framework issued by SEBI. The Reserve Bank of India, via a master direction on foreign investments in India, has permitted short selling of equity shares by FPIs subject to certain conditions. Globally, the European Union adopted Regulation 236 of 2012 on short selling and certain aspects of CDS in 2012. The EU regulation gives the national regulators of the EU nations the power to temporarily restrict or ban short selling of any financial instrument in exceptional circumstances, subject to coordination by the European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA. The EU regulation permits short selling in shares issued by a company and in debt instruments issued by a sovereign issuer. Naked short sale of shares and sovereign debt is prohibited by Articles 12 and 13 of the EU regulations, respectively. Consequently, the EU regulation mandates the borrowing or making alternative provisions, resulting in similar legal effects, confirming that the securities have been located before entering into a short position. In the United States, a regulation related to short sale was first adopted in 1938 to address concerns with respect to naked short selling. These short selling provisions were updated in 2005 via Regulation SHO in light of numerous market developments that took place since 1938. Regulation SHO compulsorily requires brokers, dealers to mark sales in all equity securities as long, short or short exempt. Further, Rules 203(b)(1) and 2 of Regulation SHO also establishes locate requirements which necessitates a broker-dealer to have reasonable grounds to believe that the securities can be borrowed so that it can be delivered on the due date of the short sale. It also requires documentation of the locate prior to effecting the short sale. Now, short sale has always been a tricky pursuit for investors. Since the entire transaction is based on an anticipated fall in the price of the stock, the investor stands to lose money in case the stock prices rise. From the market's perspective, as short sellers earn profits from a stock's decline, the slump may be artificially created at times. These substantial risks involved in short selling are inadvertently followed by the critics of short selling. However, some of these risks can be avoided with adequate education on the process. For the most part, short selling aids in unearthing overvalued companies and is therefore considered a legitimate activity. As evident from the legal recognition given to short selling by the securities markets regulators in most countries, a blanket ban on short selling is not a solution.